we started the Sugya of Kiddushei Biya. Just one add-on nekuda to Kiddushei Shtar. Let's say one of you wanted to have a different kind of chuppah, and therefore you decided that you're gonna be mekadosh b'kedushei shtar. Your wedding will be different. So you go and you take not a chaspa, which could be erased, but you want to be yetzer kol hashitis. You take a good piece of paper with a good pen, and you write. And you don't just write harayat. You write the names, as we discussed. So what nusach would you use? So I think you would think to use a nusach of harayat mekudeshesli. You would stick in the name. Hayam mekudeshesli b'shtar zu kedas mashiv Yisrael. L'chayra, that's the right thing. That's what we've had all along. L'maisa, we had in the Gemara, in the first wide line, Ein kaisin shtari erisim v'nisuin ela medashneim. We said that you only write shtari erisim v'nisuin medashneim. Shtari erisim, I know. Hariyama kudeshesli. What's shtari nisuin? What's shtari nisuin? What is that? Nisuin is kopa. What's chuppah? So we had five different shittas, the badekin, or the chuppah, the yichudrim, whatever it is. But shtari, what is shtari nisuin? Well, what is that? What's attached? So the Hamakna says that shtari erisin hariyat mukudeshesli is when you do erisin and chuppah separately. The time of the Gemara, they did erisin, and then months later they did chuppah. So the erisin was hariyat mukudeshesli. However, if you do the erisin under the chuppah, you're giving a shtar under the chuppah, which is the way we do. I mean, we do things that we're mekadosh under the chuppah. Then you would write hariyat nesua, or you wouldn't write a lashon of erisin. You write a lashon of nesuin. So that the lashon hariyat mekudeshesli would only be good in the time of Chazal. Would only be accurate. Nowadays, we do it all at once. When a man gives a ring to his wife, it all happens at once. Because that would be called shtarei nisuin. That's how the Hamakna teaches the Lashon. And in Mesechtes Ksuvis, and of Kuf Beis, in the Haflaw, which is the Hamakna Sefer on Ksuvis, he says the same teach for shtarei nisuin. That shtarei nisuin is when you do the shtar under the chuppah, so you write a Lashon of nisuin. Right? What's the problem with that? Yeah, the problem with that is why, if what he's saying makes sense, if you do it on the chuppah, you say you write lashon nesuin. So why not? When we give a ring, why don't we say the same thing? Hariyat mekudeshesli, we say hariyat melusasli, betabasu kedas meshiv Yisrael. You're being mekadosh at the same time as nesuin. It's the hadadi. So nesuin it includes both, I guess.
You assume the kedusha happens. You write nesuin
later. It should really say hariyat mekudeshes. Ooh, you can say bita ba'asul.
You're only mekadosh.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a problem with this. With this explanation of the Hamakna. The Hamakna says a second explanation. We are going to have on Daf Yud Amud Aleph for Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech says that the order of Kedushin first, Nesuin second is Lav Dafka. We always do Kedushin first, Nesuin second. But it's possible, or we do it together, but it's possible to reverse the order, to do Chuppah one day, and then the next day to do Kedushin. Now, what does that mean? What is she in between? We'll get to that. But the Mishnah Melech holds that you can do the reverse order. You can do first Nesuin and then Kedushin. So he says it could be that you need a nusach of shtar hariyat nisua li or hariyat minasas li b'shtarzu in a case where you reverse the order. Right, the first thing I told you from the Hamakna was when you do it simultaneously, you have to write a lashon nisua. So now we had a bit of a kasha with why don't we say a lashon nisua? But then the Hamakna also says that it could be that it, when it, you like the Mishnah Melech, it's only a teres like the Mishnah Melech, that you can reverse the order. So you can reverse the order, so then that would be a case of Shtar Nisuin, that you did first, you actually did the Chuppah first, and now you're doing the Kedushin. That Kedushin makes the woman a Nisua. So there you would write Hariyat Nisua Li, B'Shtarzu. Through the Shtar, you've now become a full Nisua. Right. So either way, the Lashon HaGemara Shtar Nisuin is somehow mashma. You have to say one or the other that there's a case of Shtar Nisuin.
Kedushin isn't in the Nisuin.
Kedushin. It's funny to call the Kedushin the Nisuin.
Really, I'm saying if the one mice of beer, two mice of beer.
Yes, but there we were always talking that the Kedushin is first, Nechop is second.
Right, but with the one mice of beer, you're doing both.
We had that maybe with one you could do both. My umay dahai chupa mahai chupa mahai chupa mahai bia. If you do one that's both, yeah, but shtar can't be both. See, bia could have been both if you hold bia does nesun and does kedushin. A chupa could be both. But it's not really both. See, it's a little shvacher because shtar can't do chupa. So it would have to be. Well, it would be like Bia, if you hold the chuppah as the yichud, not the Bia itself, then it would be like Bia, that you're doing both together. The question is, which nusach you would use? And I'm not going to say that that's the case of Shtar Nisuin. It's funny, it's a word in the Gemara, I don't know who else does a different taich, what Shtar Nisuin. I should check the art scroll, they probably looked around for a taich of Shtar Nisuin. Unless they bring the Hamakna, I don't know. Alright, so homework. If you find a different taich you're starting to soon, I'll be in Tzufriedin. I don't know another taich. Okay, yesterday we started the Sugya of Ubabiyah. Let's start it again. I'd like to go through the whole Amid, all the Limudim. So, Halkaf, let's see. Minala, Amr Abba Rabbi Yechon. Damak Rabulas Baal, Malami Shinasla Baalia De Bila. We have a Pasik Bulas Baal, that a woman could be married through Bia. Amr Abba Taylor Abba What's wrong with this pasuk? So that's malamech shenitnas bebia. So why does Rabbi Yechanan come with a different pasuk? Why doesn't he use Rabbi's pasuk? And with the Gemara, imi hasan have amina adam mekadesh v'hadabal kamash malah. Even would just say kikachishu bala, I would say that you're not married until you do both the ma'aseh kedushin plus bia, and those two together constitute the kedushin. Kamash malan bolas baal, that you can have each one separately. Immediately, it's a little difficult. Rabbi Yechanan is a ramayra. Rabbi is a tana. Bit of a problem. How could Rabbi Yechanan argue with Rabbi? Yes, with Kasha and Rabbi, but Lamaisa Rabbi's a Tana, and Rabbi says Ubala Malami Shenitnas Bebia. And Rabbi Yechanan says no, that pasuk's not good enough. And the whole Amid goes through what each one would do with the other one's drasha. Ki'ilu Resh Lakish Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi are and Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi are equals that they could argue. Rabbi Yechanan is an Amayir and Rabbi's a Tana. Doesn't fit with the rest of the Amid. The Gemara Amid keeps on asking what each one does with the other one's passing. The Gemara four lies in the bottom. Rebbe, Haibulas Baal May Ovid Le. Clearly, the Gemara holds it. It's too limuded. Right? The Ritva doesn't ask the Kasha, but the Ritva answers it without asking. The Ritva says that this Machlaikis Rebbe. And Rabbi Yechanan is totally in a machlaikis, Rabbi Yenison and Rabbi Yeshio, in Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pehe Amar Aleph. They argue if when it says in the Torah, do we translate that or or is that translated and? Ish ki yakalel es aviv ve'esimai. A person's chayav mis if he curses es aviv ve'esimai. Does that mean his father or his mother? Is chayav mis for cursing either one? Or ki ish ki yakalel es aviv ve'esimai means until he's chayav if he curses both. If he curses es aviv ve'esimai means and. How do we touch the... Now, sometimes the vav can't mean or, and there, of course, it doesn't... Rashi's Baruch Kim, Shemayim Esaretz doesn't mean or. There are not two ways to touch it. But when it can be touched two ways, do we touch it or do we touch it and? It's Machlekes Tanoim. So the Ritva says that the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi is totally in that Machlekes. Ki yikach ish isha uba'ala. Rebbe teaches ki yikach ish isha oy ba'ala. Either ki yikach, either is a kedusha kesef. Uba'ala means oy ba'ala, or he marries a thrubia. Can marry her one way or the other. So my Rebbe ki yikach ish isha or ba'ala. So mela, that's the makar for kedusha bia. Rabbi Yechidon is going like that Tana, who teaches the vav to mean and. So therefore he said, ki yikach ish uba'ala, stam with me. Adim mekadesh v'hadabal. It would mean kedusha plus dia. So therefore I need a different pasuk, bulas baal, to tell me kedusha dia is kind of by itself. So the ritva, when you first look at the ritva, he just brings the gemara and sanhedrin, you don't see the importance of it. But mestam, that's what he means. He means to say that Rabbi Yechidon is plugging his shita into a different tana, and that other Tana gives him the right to argue with Rebbe. Because even though Rebbe Yechanan can argue with Rebbe, but he's saying Rebbe is going to Shita, so he goes like that Tana. Rebbe Yechanan is going like the other Tana. So it's Machlokes Tana. Maskif lo Rabava. Now what's confusing about the rest of this Amid is that, not the rest of the Amid, but the next part of the Gemara is that it's all going lafi dahavamina, lafi something that's not true. The truth is, B is kind of by itself, and kesef ishtar, each is kind of by itself. We have a havamina, that you need kiddushim plus B, adem akadish v'hadar boil. So maski, if this kash is on that havamina, frekti gemara, maski flor rababa bramamul and kain. How do you ever have a case of Nara Amurasa? How did she become a Murasa? Ida Adish Vahadr Boil. If you gave Kesef and then be a Bulahi, she's not a Basula. Nara Amurasa is talking about a Basula. So Ida Adish Vahadr Boil. Now he's saying it's nothing. So what's the, how could it ever be? Amur Rabbana Kameda Baya Mishkach Asla. Going shabala or a shalai kedarka. By a bia shalai kedarka. Bia shalai kedarka means that the man is bayilhar derech evarim. He's bayilhar not in the normal makim of the gufi isha of a makim bia. So that's called a bia shalai kedarka. And that bia, what are we saying now? It has a din bia? Going shabala or a shalai kedarka. What are we saying? That the halakha. How do you have a Nara Amurasa? She can't be married unless you have the Kaddish Vahadr Baal. You need Kesef plus Bia. So how could you have Kesef plus Bia? And she's still a Basula. So the Gemara says, yeah, you could have it. You could have Kesef and Bia. What Bia? Bia Shalekadarka. It's Baila Shalekadarka. So now she's fully married, but she's still a Basula because he didn't touch her Basula. So Mamela. It's the Mishkachas law case of Nara Hamuras. The Rambam Paskins and the Shulchan Aruch as well, that by Kedushe Bia is a Bia Shalei Kedarka good enough for Kedushe Bia? The Rambam says that Bia Shalei Kedarka is kind of Be'isha. The Rambam is in Perigimel Halacha Hei. When the Rambam talks about Kedusha Bia, he says it's Sai normal Bia, and Sai Bia Shalei Kedarka, it's Kai. What's the Makar for that? What's the makar that biyah shalekadakas kainun? So the Magen Mishnah says that the makar is kiddushin daftes on the beis. Makar that be a shalaikadaka is kind of by a woman is kedushin of testament base. Now the Shulchan Aruch, where it says in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Lamed Gimel that be a shalaikadaka is kind of, also the Gra tzeichen su the makar for kedushin of testament base. What do they mean? They mean this teretz, even though this teretz is all going lefida hava mina, that you need kedushin plus bia in order to be married. From here we can learn from one to the other, because just like now in the Havamina, that to be married you need Kesef plus Bia. Bia Shalaikadaka is good. The same thing with the Fiyamas, that Ubala is or, that it's either Kesef or Bia. But we'll teach Ubala the same way, that it means a Bia that includes a Bia Shalaikadaka. And the name of Bia Shalaikadaka is kaina. So this is the makar for this din that biyush lekedarka is kaina by anisha. The Shar HaMelech says, how did the Gemara know that biyush lekedarka is kaina? How do you know the kavanas haTorah? How do you know what the Torah meant when the Torah says biya baala? How do you know it means biyush lekedarka? It's a big chiddush. Normally, I would say baala means a normal biya. How do you know it's biyush lekedarka? The Sharma says that the Gemara in Yavamis on Daf Nun Hey talks about Znus, Arayis, Nisa to be Mizana with an Eshish or with a relative. It says, Kiyishkav Isha, it says Mishkevei Isha, it says in the Torah. The man will be Mizana with a woman, Mishkevei Isha, plural. Lying with a woman, but lashon plural, mishkevei. What is the lashon rabin? So the Gemara says, "La rabbis bia shalaykadarka." That by arayis and by znus, a woman, the person's over isar arayis, even on a bia shalaykadarka, is also it also has a din bia. There's a hekish kicha kicha from arayis to kiyikach ishisha. So Zok the Shara Melech, we're makish that just like Bia Shalekadarka by Arayos, with Marva Mishkeve Isha, that Bia Shalekadarka has a din Bia by an Aveira, by Arayos. So we're makish it to Kedusha Isha, that Bia by Kedusha Isha also, whatever is by Arayos, Bia Shalekadarka is included to be in the Aveira of Bia. So the same thing by Kiddushin, where it's a mitzvah, where it's a Kiddushe Bia, where you'll be Mekadosh a woman through Bia, Bia also will be Makish, that it includes Mishkevei Isha, that Bia Shalekadarka is included. That's what he says. That Bia Shalekadarka, Rashi Tzechus, the same Gemara? Okay. Shalekadarka, this is Mishkevei Sladadi, Mishkevei Isha. The Karina Beki, Kachoba, La Akati Besulei. As Rashi say, kicha kicha. That's what Rashi means. Rashi shalaykadarka. So Rashi brings mishkevei isha, which is beznos. The karina beki kachubala kati besulei. Okay. Rashi doesn't mention the hekish, but mistam. Okay. The Beis Halevi in Chela Gimel. Shuva Zion. Here's the kasha on this din. There are two types of bias that are not a normal bia. One is bia shalekadarka, and the other is hara. Hara is tchilas bia, just the beginning of a ma'isa bia, but not a full ma'isa bia. Hara is also osur by znus, also marba from a pasuk that a tchilas bia is an aveira by znus. What about by kiddushin? So I mentioned to you yesterday that the Rith paskins that Chilas Bia by Kedushin is not Kayim. Rith Shita and Reb Nissen Gain, the Shita of the Rith and Reb Nissen Gain, their Shita is actually in Yevamis, but the Ran on here on Daf Yud brings it. Their Shita is that Hara is not Kaina by Kedusha Isha. Rav Rishayim disagree. Rav Rishayim hold that by Kedushin also, Hara is a good Kedushin. In fact, the Beis Halevi, Bishlama, like most Rishayim, we could say that we learn out Kedushin from Arayis. That by Arayis we found two Kedushin. One, Bia Shalekadarka, is a Bia. And two, that Hara, Tchilas Bia, is also a Bia. So we're makish it to Kedushin. By Kedushin, both are true also. Bia Shalekadarka is a Bia by Kedushin. And Hara is a Bia by Kedushin. So it's very good, it's very geschmack that whatever the dinam are by Araya is the same dinam by Kedushish. However, light Shita Sarif. The Rif Shita is that what? That Hara is not kind of by Anisha. Which means the Rif Shita is that it's not the same that Araya is. By Araya is. By Znos. Hara is a Bia. And by Kedusha Isha, it's not a Bia. That means the Rif holds, we're not makish the two one to the other. So if we're not makish the two one to the other, then for Bia Shalekadarka, we also shouldn't be makish. Then we should say the same thing, Bia Shalekadarka is not a Bia for Kedushin. That could be the Rif Taka holds that way. It could be the Rif holds that they're both not by Kedushin. But our Gemara seems to say, if I care, the Agamara says that the Ishalei Kedarka does work by Kedushin. So, according to the Rif, why should the Ishalei Kedarka be different than Hara? Why should one be different than the other? Either you makish both, or you makish none. This is the Beis Halevi's kasha, which seems to be Kasha at least is a very smooth Kasha. Either you do compare it to Arayas, you don't. If you do compare it to Arayas, so then Rav Rishayim are good. Sai Bia Shalei Kedarka, Sai Hara, it's a Bia by Arayas, and by Snodas, it's a Bia by Kedushin. But like the Rif, that Hara is not kind of by Kedushin, that means we're not makishit to Arayas and Snodas. If we're not makishit to Arayas, so then how did Agamara know that Bia Shalei Kedarka is kind of by Kedushin? If you don't hold your makisha to Arayis, why should I say Bia Shalei Kedarka is a Bia?
According to Moshe Shani, why don't we bring down Kedushin Hara? The Brisa, why don't we tie
Shalei
Kedarka?
You mean to say that she's Nara Amurasa?
She's married, but not.
She's Nara Amurasa. Maybe in Achinami, the Gemara could have said that. It's better to say there's a machlaikis what Hara is. If it's only the Shika Sever, if it breaks the Besulim, could be the Gemara wants to say a terrorist, that would be Lakuli Alma. Taisis later brings a machlaikis what Hara is. Maybe that this is the Lakuli Alma. Akapadim, this is the Kasha, and the Kasha, I think, is easy to understand. I don't think it's complicated. The Beis Halevi says the Teretz, it's an explanation of Shita Sarif, explanation of where the Rif is coming from. The Rif teaches Ki Yikach, this is the Beis Halevi's explanation of the Rif. Ki yikach ish isha uboala. The Rif teaches ki yikach ish isha is kedushin. Uboala is nisuin. In other words, ki yikach ish isha uboala. The Torah is that says in the beginning of the parasha of Get. Ki yikach ish isha uboala. Then it says that he'll hate her and he'll give her a get. So teach of the pasuk like the Rif, is kiyikach ishisha, it's kedushin. Uba'alo is nesuin, and whatever else it says there in the parasha. The gzeirah shava kicha kicha, from arayos to kiyikach ishisha uba'alo, the Rif holds that uba'alo is nesuin. Memela, the Rif holds, if a man wants to do nesuin through bia, we're takamakishit to arayas. And if a man wants to do chuppah through bia, then in achinami, either bia shalakadaka would work, or hara would work. These things would work. But uba'ala is not going on kedushin, it's going on nesuin. So that the Rif shita is that kicha kicha we learned in nesuin. And whatever works by araya, it works by nesuin. If you want to do chuppah through bia, then in achinami, you could do it with chilas bia or with bia shalekedak. But by kedushin, no. By kedushin, sai bia shalekedak doesn't work. And sai hara doesn't work. That's the Rif shita. That's all true lefiha emes. The emes, like the Rif, is kiyikach ishisha uba'ala. Uba'ala means nesuin. In our sugya, in our gemara right now, kiyikach ishisha uba'ala, what does it mean? The gemara now is going lefiha havamina, that kiyikach ishisha uba'ala means that adem mekadish v'hadr ba'al, that for kedushin you need two steps. Kicha plus bia. Our Gemara now at this point is touching the pasuk, not the emistic way that the pasuk really should be touched. But kiyikach ishisha uba'ala, the Gemara says, I would add avamina means that in order to do kedusha, you need two things: you need kesef plus bia. At this point in the Gemara, when the Gemara had this avamina, the Rif will be meida that the gzereshava kicha kicha would teach us. Kicha kicha, that uba'ala includes hara and includes bia shalekadaka. At this point of the havamina of the Gemara, that kiyikach ishisha uba'ala is going on kedushin, the Rif will be maida that bia shalekadaka would work and hara would work. The Rif just says it's not emes l'maskana, because in the maskana kiyikach ishisha uba'ala you don't need two things. Kiyikach ishisha means kesef. Ubala means nesuin, and Bulas Baal teaches us, a different pasuk teaches us kedusha bia. So that the Beis Halevi is mechadesh that the Rif lefiha emes holds lahalacha via shleikedarka doesn't work and hara doesn't work. Why? Because ubala goes on nesuin. But at this point in the Gemara, when the Gemara said kegoy shabala shleikedarka, the Gemara was going lefi that havamina that kiyikach ishisha uba'ala means that for kedushin you need both. So in this havamina, kiyikach ishisha uba'ala is all going on kedushin. And memelo, according to this havamina that kiyikach ishisha uba'ala is going on kedushin, we'll learn how kicha kicha from harayis that b'yeshalei kedarka and harayis also works for kedushin if you do both, if you do kesef and bia for kedushin. So that in this havamina of the Gemara, the Rif will be maida to the other Rishayim. The Rif will be maida to the other Rishayim that we learn out from our Rayais, that Bia Shalekadaka counts, and our Ra counts. The Rif only argues Lafia Maskana, because Lafia Maskana, we don't hold you need Mekadish Vahadar Baal. We hold that Kiyikach is only teaching us Kesef alone. And Bia we learn out from it, to guard different parasha Bulas Baal. And Lafia MS, the Rif says, Kiyikach ishisha uba'ala is not going on Kiddush. It's going b'chlal on Nesu'in. So Memela, the Rif will hold that this is all Lafia Havamina, that Bia Shleikadarka is kind of by Anisha. And Lafia MS, it's not that way.
So the Hekish is only Havamina?
The Hekish is Lafia MS. But what do we makish? Arayis to what? To the word uba'ala. Kiyikach ishisha uba'ala, the Bia in this pasuk. What are we makish into? Nisuin or erisin? Well, at this point in the Gemara, we makish it to erisin. Because now we think, ki kach shisho ba'ala means then for erusin you need kicha plus bia. So at this point, the hekesh would be to erusin. The Rif is talking lahalacha. Lahalacha, that we don't hold. You need mekadesh v'hadar ba'el. Lahalacha, we're not makesh at the kedushin. We're makesh at the gart and the suin. And kedushin needs a bia gemura. It's a full regular bia. This is how the Beis Halevi explains the Gemara, at least the Rif at this point in the Gemara. At this point in the Gemara is all hakol lefi ha'havami. All right, yesterday I mentioned to you the Mishnah Melech Kasha on this Gemara. Mishnah Melech, just to review, at the end of Shia yesterday I mentioned the Mishnah Melech says, how could you ever have a Hava Mina Ad Mekadesh V'Hodr Baal? How could you ever have a Hava Mina? The only way to get married involves Bia. If you're going to say the only way to get married involves Bia, how could a Kohen Gadol ever get married? Why not? Why can't a Kohen Gadol be Baal's wife? So Mishnah Melech said that the Rif's Shita is that Chilas Bia is not Kohen, Hara is not Kohen. So if the Rif's Shita is that Hara is not Kohen, so then the Kohen Gadol can't do a Chilas Bia. Because he's going to do the Tchilas Bia, he's not married yet. When he gets to the Saif Bia, she's not a Besula anymore. So he's being Bayol, he's being Mekadish, a woman who's not a Besula. So Bishlam Alfiha MS, we are going to say, Takan Yoram Ed Aleph, that a Kohen Gadol should not be Mekadish with Bia, he should be Mekadish with Kesef and Shtar. But according to the Tav Amina, Adi Mekadish V'Hadr Bayol, then no matter what Kedushin you do, you must have a Bia. So according to the Rif, how do you learn this Hava Amina? The Rif Shita is Hara is not Kaina. So the Rif Shita is that Hara is not Kaina, Kain Gadol can never be Baal a woman, because when he's Baalar, he's going to be Kaina with the Saif Bia, and by the Saif Bia, she's already not a Basula. The Tchilas Bia, she's a Basula, but he's not Kaina. Kaina by the Saif Bia, then she's not a Basula. Because the Rif Shita is that Chilas Bia is not Kaina, Hara is not Kaina. That's the Rif Shita and Kedushin.
What's wrong with the Bia?
Nothing wrong with it. But then by the time he gets to the Saif Bia, he's being Mekadish, a woman who doesn't have Besulim. Because the Besulim are broken already. So now by Saif Bia, he's Mekadish, a woman who doesn't have Besulim. And the Gemara in Yoram Ed Aleph will say that a Kohen Gadol can't if Saif Bia is Kaina, Kohen Gadol can't do Kedushay Bia. So Lafiya Amis, it's fine, he can do Kedushay Shtar, he can do Kedushay Kesef. But like this Hava Amina, that there's no such thing as Kedushay Shtar and Kesef, only with Bia, at the Mekadish V'Hadar Baal. So how do you ever have a case that a Kohen Gadol could get married?
Well, the question is at the Mekadish, Rashi says Mekadish.
But the Gemara later will say, "Remechem biyitzchak mishkachas lo bishtar." It's mashmash from the Gemara here, hold shtar also, man. At least until Remechem biyitzchak. Right? Otherwise, the whole kasha from Naram Arasa wouldn't make sense. Naram would say, "Mishkachas lo bishtar." The Gemara at this point held that. So this is the Mishnah Melech kasha on the Rif of our Gemara. The Beis Halevi says, but my chiddush, the Beis Halevi says, is that the Rif is only true lefi amaskana. The Rif is only emes lefi amaskana that Obala goes on the suin. According to this Gemara's Hava Mina, that Obala goes on Kiddushin, the Rif would be Maida that were makish Kiddushin to Arayas. Just like by Arayas, Bishlai like Kedarka is Kaina and Hara is Kaina, is an Aveira. Same thing by Anisha, Bishlai like Kedarka and Hara is Kaina. So you can't ask a kasha from this sugya on the Rif, the Beis Halevi says. Because this whole sugya, like the Rif, is not the Shalai Levi Delchasa. This whole sugya is on the havamina, and the havamina is different. The havamina is that b'yishlei darka and ara would work. So Beis Halevi gains that with his chiddush that this mishloim alas kasha falls off as well. And this is all in that Beis Halevi in Chelek Gimel Siman Zayin. What? How's it good? According to the Rif? Okay, so according to the Rif, we make a hekesh kicha kicha from Arayos to here. So in the Tia MS only to Nisuin, the word Ubala refers to Nisuin. But now the Gemara held that Ubala is Kedushin. Because you need Mekadosh v'Hadar Baal, you need both together. But the Havamina was you need both together, Mekadosh plus Baal. So then Baal is also Kedushin. So if you this Havamina, I'll be Makesh et Yavamis. And I'll say Hara is Kaina, and be Yishlag Adar. Okay, let's go through the Shakla Vitaria here in the Gemara. The Gemara basically now goes through the Gzeres HaKosis. Amru Rabbanan. Amalei Abaya. Akamlei Pligi Rebbe V'Rabbanan Elaba Acher. They argue by an Acher what the din of Bia Shalei Kedarka is. We'll see that in a minute. Aval Baal Divrei Akel Baala Shalei Kedarka Sula Ba'ula. But a husband certainly renders a woman Ba'ula. Ma'ihi D'Tanya. Listen to the Machlaikas. Ba'alea Yura Noshim V'adayin Hi Besula. 10 men were by her, obviously Shalai Kedarka, because she still has a Basulim intact. Kulam Biskila. The Chachamim hold, Rabbanan hold, Kulam Biskila. That they're all considered a Bayal Nara Amuras. They hold, a Bia Shalai Kedarka doesn't make her a Bula. Rabbi Aymer Aymer Ani, Harisha Biskila, the Kulam Bechenek. I hold, Harisha Biskila, she was a Basula. Kulam Bechenek. But if the Bia Shalai Kedarka, she becomes ice. Ais Besula. It's an interesting machlaikis. If a Biyash Lekedaka makes a woman Ais Besula, this is talking about Gabi, the punishment for being Bayal Nahar Amaras. Amar Rav Nachem Bar Yitzchak. I'm sorry, Bekulam Bechenik. So they only argue by Acher, if somebody else is Mezana. But by the Baal, she should certainly become a Ba'ula, and there should be no punishment of Nahar Amarasa. Amar Rav Nachem Bar Yitzchak, how could you have Nara Amarasa, Mishkachis Lo, Kagayin Shekitcher B'Shtar? This is all again Lafid Avamina. Kesef needs Bia, but not Shtar. Hel V'Gaymer O'Maitzi, since Shtar by itself could do a get, Gaymer O'Machnis, by itself it could do Kiddush. End of that, the explanation of why Rabbi Yechanan is Tupsuk. Rabbi Yechanan, Hayu Baal Amayavidle, Ubaal Amayavidle, he has Bulas Baal. What does he do with the pasuk of Baala? Ahu mebayale zuniknis bebiya vein amay vriyaniknis bebiya sakdei techanina. Tesi bekavachaymer meyavam. Uma yavama shein niknis bekesef niknis bebiya zush niknis bekesef vein edish niknis bebiya. I would think very strange kavachaymer to learn out from a yavama to amay vriya that amay vriya should be niknis bebiya. So we have this old kasha we had all the way in the beginning of the Masechta. Well, what's the Havamina? Amav Riya with Bia. What does Amav Riya have to do with Bia? You're kind of somebody to work for you. Why does it have to? Why should Bia? You know, in Kinyana L'Shamishus. It's not that's not marriage. So why should you be? Why? What's the Havamina that Amav Riya is Nikvus for Bia? So the Ritzvatia said that since this Yiyud. Since by Amav Riyah, when you buy an Amav Riyah, you become eligible to marry her through Yiyud, even against her will. So, Memela, there's a Havamina that the Kinyan Amav Riyah could be Babiya because it has its Tzad Ishus in it. So, the Samech and Meshachom are the same person. And did we find it later in the Ritva? In the Ritva's Lashon? Someone found it in the Lashon and Ritva afterwards. The Ritva is the Kasha. I spoke it out b'shem Dar Sameach later on Daf Test. I told you then that it's in Dar Sameach on Daf Test, right? So it was in the sugi. But I think someone afterwards found it in the Ritzvah. I think. Could check. At any rate, so that's by you. Samali Yavama Shekin Skuka Vaimedes. I, how could you learn from Yavama? Yavama is different, Skuka Vaimedes. Akhtet Chanina. Hoyo Vakosav, Imacheris Yikachvay, Akesha Kosav Lacheris. Macheris Makanya Bibia. Afa Mavriya Makanya Bibia. Kamash Malah. So I would think to learn it out of Acheres, of a Hekish. So Kamash Malan Ubala that the Ram Avriya is not Nikas Bibi. So that's Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi, I swear him in all life. Now Rabbi used Ubala to teach me Kedusha Bia. How does he know that Ram Avriya is not Nikas Bibi? And Ken, Listev Rachmano Ubaal. My Ubaala, Shmami Notarti. So Rabbi has two limudim from this pasuk, Ubaal and Ubaala. One that is Kedusha Bia, and one that it's only by a woman and not by a Ram Avriya. Frankly, Gemara, L'Rav Adomer Barahino Azbarali, Ki Yikach Yishisho Ba'ala, Kiddushin HaMesurun L'Biyah HaKiddushin, Kiddush HaShem Mesurun L'Biyah Lai HaKiddushin. Those of you who got that far in the second parak know that Rav Ashita is that Kiddushin have to be Mesurun L'Biyah. If you do Kiddushin in a way in which it's also to do Biyah, you say, Echad Mishnei B'nai Secha, Mekudeshesli, one of your two daughters is married to me, so now you can't be by either one. Because either one may be the sister of your wife. So he learned that from Kikach Yishov Ba'ala that if it's not Mesur Labiyah, it's not a Kedusha Bechal. So Ma'ikal Ameimah, we have now three Lamudim from a Ba'ala. So it's Gemara Nachinami. In Kenich Dekra, Oy Ba'ala, Mai U Ba'ala, Shmami Nakulu. Rebbe learns three drashas from a Ba'ala. One, Kedusha Biyah. Two, from the extra Hey, U Ba'ala, that only a wife could be Mekudesh Bibiya, but not Ram Avriya. And three, from the Vav of Ubala, that has to be Kedushin HaMesur Labiyah. So that's how Rebbe learns Ubala, the three Limud. For Rebbe, Haibulas Baal Mayavidlei, what does Rebbe do with Rabbi Yechanan's Pasuk? Rabbi Yechanan used the Pasuk of Bulas Baal to teach you Shanasala Baal Aydei Bi'ila. Haini Bayalei Baal Oysa Oysa Be'ula Shalei Kedarka. Vein acher oisa oisa ba'ula shalai kedarki. To be memayit, that a baal to be ba'al shalai kedarka, that's called a bia. But nobody else, anybody's mezana with her, for the seis beinara amurasa, we're memayit. Umiyislai la rebi hai svara, batanya. Bo'ala yura noshim vadayin hi besula kulam beskila. Rebi aymer, aymer ani harishim beskila v'kulam bechenek. Kulam Bechenek, so what do you see from here? Amar Reb Zeira, so part of the Kasha, let's see. May the Rebbe Linya Knas the Kulam Mishalmi. That even though he said that she remains a Basula by Bia, Rebbe's May the Linya Knas the Kulam Mishalmi. They all pay the Knas of being by a Basula. Maishna Mekhtala. Why Bektala Rebbe holds she's ice basula and Lagabi Knas she's a basula Shani Hassam. Do Amar Kura Umeso Isha Shashacha V'ima Levadai. So what does that mean? What is Rebbe saying? Rebbe saying that really I'm oided to the Rabbana that a Bia Shalai Kedarka does what? Bia Shalai Kedarka does not make her ice basula, right? Really, Amay Rabbanan Bia Shalai Kedarka does not make Ais Besula. Except by Nara Murasa, there's a Gezeres HaKasav of Levadai. And Levadai teaches us that only the first one gets Misa and not the later ones. Which means that if someone's Bia Shalai Kedarka, the later ones do not get Misa. So what comes out now? Rabbanan Hai Levadai Me'avdilei, they use it for a different pasuk. We'll get to it in a minute. But what comes out? We can't finish the sugya without knowing what's the klal for shas? Is bia shalai kedarka bia or is it not a bia? Is bia shalai kedarka bia or is it not a bia? So what do we have from this gemara? That le'inyan knas, everybody holds, she's a psula even after a bia shalai kedarka. Here's a knas if you buy a psula. So that knas applies even if someone was bayala previously shalai kedarka. What does that mean? That means a bia shalai kedarka is not a bia. correct? What?
Unless the husband
did it beforehand. Okay, okay, now see how that fits in, but you're right. By Nara Amurasa, it says Gzeres HaKasav Levadai, the Rebbe holds. The Rebbe holds Levadai, it's Gzeres HaKasav, that only one person can be chayef for being Baal Nara Amurasa, can be chayef skila. So it's only the first one, even if he does a Shalek Adarka, and the later ones are not chayef. Which means, and the Rabbanon hold, they're all chayef. That's what comes out. Now we just, I'd like to give it over in a way that we could remember it. What is this Tolian? What is Bia Shalei Kedarka? Is a Bia? Is not a Bia? What's a Tolian? The question is, what makes a woman Ois Besula? Does she become Ois Besula because physically the Besulim are still intact? Is that what makes her Ois Besula? Or is it because there was a Bia? It's not her first Bia? What makes a woman not be a Besula? The fact that Besulim are not there, or the fact that she had a Bia beforehand? If you hold the Besulim have to not be there, then Bia Shalei Kedarka doesn't count, because she's still a Besulim. If you hold she had to not have a Bia, then a Bia Shalei Kedarka, she had a Bia. What we are saying is, and I think this klal will fit straight through, Bia Shalei Kedarka is a Bia. Bia Shalei Kedarka is a Bia. But the knas of a besula is totally in our having besula. The knas for someone whose man is a besula, that knas is totally a physical besula. Therefore, when it comes to knas, it's totally if she has besula physically. And that's the sugya of Rabbi and the Rabbana. By Nara Hamurasa also. Svara would be that as long as she has besulim, she's a Nara Amarasa, you get skila. Just Rebbe says Gzeres HaKasav of Levada. But otherwise you would tzicha get skila. That does not mean that Bia Shalei Kedarka is not a Bia. Because as I told you from the Yavamis, by Arayas Mishkevei Isha, a Bia Shalei Kedarka is a Bia. And we pass can you keep the Kaddish a woman with Bia Shalei Kedarka. Which means that even not by the husband, by anybody, a person's mizana, Bia Shalei Kedarka is a din of a Bia. Let's say a woman is mizana Shalei Kedarka, she's also to a kain. She has a din zayna. So the klal hadvarim, the way it comes out from the sugya, is that Bia Shalei Kedarka is a Bia. And legabe, at least three things are royais, and to be a zayna, to marry a kain, and kiddushe Bia. We paskin that Bia Shalei Kedarka is a Bia. And by Yibam also, we paskin Bia Shalei Kedarka is a Bia. Because it's a Bia. It's just Lagabe, the Knas of being Ma'anis, a Besula, that is totally in having Besulim.
Why should that be different?
Because that's not totally in whether she was a whether she was near Bala. That's totally in whether physically she's a Besula. It has nothing to do with having a relationship.
Is her value going down?
I don't think it's correct that the knas is because the value goes down. Although I've heard it said that way. I think it's just because it's exerts a cost of someone's manas of a sula, it is a knas.
You're trying to
That's right. It should only matter if she has basulim. Cosma, she has basulim, there's a knas. That's because of Besulah, is if she physically has Besulah. The word Besulah means she has Besulah. So she has to have Besulah. If she has Besulah, there's a Knas. The words Nus, Arayas, Bia, Vala, Bulas Baal, all the other words, Bia, include Shalei Kedarka. Just the word Besulah means she physically has Besulah. Legabi the Misa of Nara Amurasa, in Svara Rebbe, we made it to the Rabbanan. Just he has a Pasig Levadai, which tells you that only one man could get Skila for being Ma'anis in Nara Amurasa. So maybe all the other ones are off the hook. So the Gemara just finishes off with the Rabbanon Hai Levada Me Avdi Lai Me Bayi Leke D'Tanya Mesugam Shneim Ad Shiyu Shneim Shavin Keecha Divir Rabbi Yeshia. It says on the side that he holds a Chiddush that a man who's Ma'anis a woman Mesugam Shneim a man who's mizana with a woman is not chayiv until gam shneim, until they're both chayiv. The way Rashi learns, they both have to be barainchim. It doesn't mean she has to get misa. It means that she's a person who's on the level to get misa. She's a gedayla and she can get misa. She has to be a gedayla for the parsha of Nara Amorasa to kick in. That's Rashi's explanation of Rabbi Yeshia. Tosis argues. Tosis learns they have to be a bar. She has to be a bar skila. They have to be a bar shneim shavim b'ketala. Rashi holds that she has to be a gedayla. Tosis holds even if she's a ketana, as long as the etzem she's roi for both ancient. Rabbi Yisrael Noimer, no. Umeisi shachim alavadoi. You don't need both. So Rabbi uses this for levadai for this. So how did we get into this whole thing? Because we asked Rabbi, what do you do with Bula's Baal? So he needs it for Baal. I says a Bula Shloikadarka. Rabbi Yechonai Svarim Amalei. Okay, Nichtiv Kro Bula's Ish. My Bula's Baal, Shmami Natarti. Alright, so this is the Shakla Vitaria of the Limud of Kiddushei Bia. Tomorrow, Mitzah Hashem, will do the next Dibaya, which is already a question of how it works. The Rif that I was hacking the Chinik with earlier today, the Rif Shita, that Hara itself is not Kaina by Anisha, is totally in the Rif arguing with the Taisvis on this next Gemara. And when it says Tchilas Bia, we're talking about Hara. Gemara is Yibaya Tchilas Bia Kaina, Say Bia Kaina is Taka, what the Rif is based on. Yitz Hashem will do this tomorrow. There's a stipler on this, and the new prince is Simi Yutes, the old prince is Simi Tesvav. Either way, it's the only one on Daf Yud. And he brings the riff, and he goes into a discussion of it.